follow-up question from yesterday, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Difference between waking state and dream state. You have explained to us that dream state gives more freedom.
Correct.
Than the waking state.
Correct.
The samskaras, which we have to deal with during the waking state, they also are existent in the same way in the dream state. But you have mentioned that we can do spiritual practices, which
yes.
is correction of those bad samskaras only in the waking state.
Yes, we have to create the impressions, but we can extend, use those impressions in the dream state also. Yeah. So how this dream state is, more freedom is there. Suppose there is a diabetic husband, the wife never allows him to eat any sweet in the waking state. What prevents him from going into a dream first class Kesidas restaurant and filling his stomach full of the sweets and come back innocently?
No problem with that.
Ah, in fact, I think that may be the only choice. But I can tell you something very interesting. If we can cultivate, do sadhana, how we can dream, then we can enjoy the dream state. We can live in our own world. We can create the entire world as we wish. That is what these modern songs vaguely indicate. Dream girl means what? Do you understand what is a dream girl? The girl who is not available in the waking state is called a dream girl, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Same thing, dream boy?
Yes.
So, in dream, time becomes very fast. You can go anywhere. You find next a thought away. That's all. Time is a thought away. And most important point of the dream experience is, I raised this question and asked people to answer. Suppose a person is eating sweet in the dream. Suppose the same person is eating sweet in the waking state. Does he derive happiness in the dream state or not?
Yes, he does. Exactly like the same.
Is there any difference between these two types of happinesses?
No.
So, this has a practical implication. What is it? Suppose, in waking state, nobody is blessed with all positive things. Because that will not be a blessing. That will be the greatest curse. When a person gets God's grace, his problems increase. The purpose of God is that do not rely upon anything in this world. Totally depend upon myself. Because what cannot be avoided in the waking state, which we think is real, can be easily avoided by practice, through practice, in the dream state. A poor man can dream, I am a king. A farmer dreamt that he was a king.
Father of,
and father of seven beautiful princes. And he did not add, I am adding, I am the husband of a most beautiful girl, dream girl. He did not, need not spell it out. In comparison with what I experienced in my dream. Do you think I'll be weeping if you die? So this Sunotunosuru, son of ours, and I think mostly he takes after you. If he dies, I had seven beautiful princes. Shall I weep for them or shall I weep for this? So dreams can be, what is my point? Dreams can be cultivated. But just like we, if we want to cultivate anything, like a field, the mind is a field, just like the body. It should be cultivated.
Right.
Have faith in God, gods and goddesses, read about them, and go on meditating, do upasana. I am living in their presence, and my mother Lakshmi loves me very much. My mother Saraswati loves me very much. My mother, Sharda Devi, loves me very much. This is called Lila Dhyana. Lila Dhyana is nothing but developing a dream a spiritual dream world in which we live with Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, Swamiji, direct disciples, isn't it?
Yes, Maharaj.
But we are not doing it.
No.
Further, the basis should be waking state. We must create the impression through waking state sadhana. Then we can take turn the same thing, because the vasanas will be there, isn't it?
Yes,
Maharaj. And those vasanas can be intensified. And there also, if we see, suppose in you sit for meditation in the waking state, mostly it is your imagination. But in dream, what is dream? Imagination becomes a concrete reality.
Mm-hmm.
So which is better?
Dream is better.
After waking up for a long time, you feel very happy. Thakur had come, mother had come, mother took me into her lap, blessed me, fed me, all these things.
Yes.
And that was what do you think Thakur was meditating? What do you think Gopalarma was meditating upon? How do we know? Because those things had become, even in the physical world, a reality. So what I am trying to tell, there is more freedom in the dream, but the dream world is sustained by the waking world. So we have to create. And once we create appropriate samskaras in the waking state, they will also help us to have better dreams, which in their turn will help us to re-strengthen the waking state impressions. For example, if you had dreamt of Holy Mother and woke up, that day, how would be your meditation?
Much better.
So, parasparam bhavayantaha. So, that is how body can help, mind can help, but the scripture's guidance is very much necessary. That is what I said. In the mind, the restrictions, the limitations are less, much less. Time, space, object, they do not limit us so much.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj. Perhaps, Maharaj.
Okay.
So, Maharaj, I have a couple of questions. One is from the Gospel. And Thakur, I'm reading from there. Thakur says, the Vedas speak of Sachidananda Brahman. Brahman is neither one nor two.
Yeah.
It is, so that part I understand where is why it is called non-dual. Then he goes on to say, it is between one and two.
Yeah.
And then he says, it cannot be described either as existence or as non-existence.
Correct.
It is between existence and non-existence.
Correct.
So this thing between existence and non-existence, how should I understand this, Maharaj? Am I missing something? I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. First of all, you mentioned, is neither one nor two.
Yeah.
Not only not two, which we can understand with our normal mind. When there is nobody, do you even say, I am one?
No,
when does the concept of one comes into existence?
When there are two, at least.
Something other than me should exist, isn't it?
Yes.
So, that is the clue that I am existing in our waking state. For example, you see a person, that person is existing. Therefore, it reminds you, I am existing. But when that person becomes one with Brahman. Brahman has a mind. This thinking about existence, knowledge, bliss is done by which instrument?
Mind, yeah.
And is there a mind in Brahman?
No.
So he need not think I exist.
Oh.
Suppose an argumentative person says, then he may not exist because without consciousness, consciousness is existence. When you become conscious, unconsciously you assert that I exist, isn't it?
Yes.
Brahman is pure consciousness.
Yes.
So it goes without saying that Brahman is existence.
Yes.
And Brahman is Ananda Swarupa.
Yeah.
And these are profound thoughts. You will have to think deeply, make them your own. What happens when you are experiencing ananda? You forget time, space and causation. That means you don't experience the existence of another person. That is called ananda. If you are reminded of something else, that is not ananda. At the moment of experience, there is no consciousness of one's own personality. Not to speak of, we cannot speak of Brahman at all actually. Whether your question implies that I am trying to think what would be the nature of Brahman when everything is negated, isn't it? But you cannot think of Brahman. So all these questions arise only when I am thinking in the mind. So this one and two, existence and non-existence, all these will be totally absent because these are projections of the mind. Then you doubt what remains. That cannot be described. But every rishi says, realized soul says, that I have experienced it. Can there be an experience without existence? So, aham brahmasmi is an experience. So, the question of non-existence doesn't arise. But these are all intellectual calculations. What is important for us is that I am existent and I am equal in the sense of existence with everything. A tree exists, man exists. So far that existence aspect is taken into consideration, there is no difference between me and anything else. There is no anything else. It is only one existence, one unbroken existence. But our problem comes, we are always thinking of existence in the form of Visheshana, Namarupa, a tree, an animal, and we are unable to overcome that one. Can we think of existence apart from Namarupa? Then you have progressed a lot. So that is the idea. All these thoughts gradually become less and less, and finally the mind itself merges into what it is reflecting, which is called chit, and that can never be described, thought, much less spoken. Okay?
Okay, Maharaj, yeah. So Maharaj, another question is, I've heard this from maybe other Swamis or read it in other places, I'm not sure, but it is said that Thakur and Malik, an incarnation will leave their body. They're not present in their physical body, but they exist in their subtle form. So, again, how should we understand that in this backdrop of what we are studying right now?
Okay. So, okay. Thakur's idea, I am giving up this body, is it knowledge or ignorance? Pure ignorance. The moment a person understands I am not the body-mind, not to speak of Thakur, any sadhaka, he detaches himself from that body-mind identity. What to speak of Thakur, who realized I am Brahman, that I am the body, I am the mind. Where is the question of his giving up something which doesn't exist? But he said because the incarnation, for some time, he takes the help of a particular body-mind complex. First he manifests in the body complex, and body has got a limitation. Then he enters into the subtle body. And subtle body lasts a long time. That's why he says, Swamiji says, Thakur's ideas will work for 1,000 years. Ideas mean subtle body. There is no physical body involved. You follow?
Yes, Maharaj.
Subtle body means what? Ideas.
Ideas, yeah.
So Thakur's ideas, ideals, teachings, will go on affecting the people forever. I was recently listening one very good thinker, Yuval Harari. I don't know whether you heard about him.
Oh, no, Anuj.
He's a very deep thinker. In the present moment, there are very few people who are, you just go to the YouTube and listen to one of his talks.
Okay. Yuval Harari.
Yuval Harari,
okay.
So, what Sri Ramakrishna had said, he is repeating in modern terms. Information is mistaken for wisdom. Pleasure is mistaken for fulfillment. Vast difference is there between these two words.
Yeah.
Information is in information.
Yeah.
And you can use it for worse or better.
Mm.
So when a person uses the available information in both the negative and positive way, what do I mean? Suppose you get information. Many people are using this particular scent, this eating this particular food, that is information. I also want to experience. That is called foolishness. But take the same information and say, it is leading only to many problems. So, I am quite happy with what I am eating. And using that information to avoid what can be avoided is called wisdom. So, same newspapers can make us very wise. Nothing changed in this world. The same rakshas are reborn again and again. You study the history, names are changed, forms are changed, situations are changed, but behavior never changed. Even Rama's time, Ravanasura was there, don't forget. Sita Bharana was there, don't forget. Extend your imagination. If somebody can steal Rama's wife, cannot other women can be stolen also or not? You have to understand that. So, every day people are dying. If you are reading newspapers wisely, look into the obituary column first. Thank God I am still alive. But the person whom I know, 10 days back I spoke, he is no more here. Who knows? Somebody else may find out my obituary also. Isn't it? Hello?
Oh, sorry, Maharaj. I think I got muted. Yes, Maharaj.
So, only Bangalore is an exception. One fellow got up, read the obituary column, found his own name. We are very sorry we lost a man. Yeah, it happens. In Bangalore also, municipality says that you must book that funeral van 3 days before you die.
Oh my God.
Karnataka is a very wise place, you know. So, any information is a neutral thing. We must never forget. It is neither good nor bad. But if we have desire to progress, we can use it and make it helpful to us, or we can fall into the trap. Both are possible. And that discrimination is needed. Okay?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, that I think answers your question.
Yes.
So, Thakur is telling, subtle body, just as physical body was a fact for us, his subtle body is also a fact for us, but subtle body's death will be after a long, long time. Okay?
Yes, Maharaj. Yeah. And Maharaj, one very short question here. Yesterday, I thought I heard also when you spoke about Swami Turiyanandaji Maharaj saying Brahma Satyam, Jagat Satyam, and Jiva Satyam.
Yes.
Yes. So, I'm just wondering because there's a, you know, in a general way, if Jagat is Satyam, every, you know, we can include all the Jivas in it. But him saying Jiva Satyam, is it kind of also hinting towards this Shiva Gyani Jiva Seva?
Correct.
Or, you know.
We have to understand he was a realized soul.
Right.
So I am also saying I am Satyam. Turiyarandi says Jiva means Paramatma. Actually, what he said was probably different. Brahma Satyam, Jagat Satyam, Jivo Brahma Ivanaparaha.